Bruce. You have the divine spark. You have the gift for bringing joy and laughter to the world.
I got a good, a good feeling.
It's good.
Yeah. I got a good, a good feeling.
Spark Studios, session one.
A good feeling.
Mark Haugen, DJ.
Yeah, I'm up on the cloud, ain't coming back down.
Ah, yeah. Pigeon John. And much more. My favorite record of 2020. Enjoy this thing of beauty.
Yeah, I'm up on the cloud, ain't coming back down.
Feel it in my bones, gotta shake it out. I'm going harder than before, let me hear you shout. I run around the whole world, chasing that thrill. From the bottom to the top, I finna knock it out. I'm about to blow, ready on the go. Steady shining brighter than I ever did before. When I'm up in the clouds, and I ain't coming down. No, I ain't coming down, oh no. I'm the talk of the town. I know you're feeling it now. Come on and move to the sound. And keep it going, and turn it up loud.
Oh, I'm excited. This is episode two. Welcome, everybody. Got a good feeling about it.
Yeah, I'm up on the cloud, ain't coming back down.
I am super stoked to go back in time for this sequel. Here with me to discuss all things Pigeon John and the massive event, See You at the Party, the visionary behind it, Jamie Buchanan, everybody.
Good to see you.
good to see you too, buddy.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, it's so great to have you. It's amazing to think about going back in time to 2005 in particular, was where New Year's Eve, Alexander, Minnesota, a lock-in that I had the great privilege of working with this gentleman right here, Jamie, on, and we had the kind of the peak of it was ringing in 2005, if you remember. So talk about where you were, what you felt, remember where we were then, and just what was going on in 2005 when we rang in that new year. Remember that?
Yes, we had some successful years of that before, kind of sprung out of the one in Morris.
Yes. You know, 2000 was really where it took off.
Yep.
Okay, so we had a very interesting lineup on the main stage at that time. The band that we wanted was Paxton. No, it was actually Bleach was the headliner.
Bleach.
But the main, the band that was hot that, was Pax 217.
Yep, Pax 217.
They had just come out. In fact, their album was coming out.
Yep.
And they were like POD, but not quite as edgy and not
reggae.
Right.
Reggae, hip hop, punk. Yep.
Right. They were unbelievable. But the fun story, I want you to tell this from your perspective, that, again, we were kind of coming into what we didn't even really know we were coming into. We just wanted to have a place for kids to belong and to be able to rock out to this, you know, fun music and burn off that energy and just know that they belong. And this music belongs for them. And we just kind of give it away to them. And then, obviously, dancing and, you know, moshing, whatever we needed to do. It was like this other sort of festival. So I'll never forget this. We had this group that was supposed to come from Arizona to do some break dancing or whatever, and they didn't. And Jamie, if you want to pick up the story where this guy comes up to you and says, "Hey, can we play?"
Yep, yeah. I feel bad.
No, don't feel bad. Yeah. This is a great story.
Yeah. So we're there, and the Arizona Floor Assassins, which I love that name, stuck in a snowstorm in like Denver, Colorado. We can't make it, you know?
Yep.
And so we had this little band from Canada that I'd found, and I really liked their style.
Right. And they were supposed to play in this skate park, right?
Right. It was the hockey arena in Morris, and we had a stage there that was a hay wagon. And they were playing on that stage along with another band that was traveling.
We'll talk about that in a second.
Yep.
What time in the morning were they going to play? Because, again, this is a lock-in.
Yeah.
With buses between places.
It's like 4 a.m.?
Okay.
Was it?
So that's when they were supposed to play. But there was this opening on the main stage where we had had Bleach.
Yep.
We'd had Pax 217. Yep. Now it's probably 1 in the morning or something like this. And these breakdancers were going to take over, and they couldn't. And then what happened?
And so they approached me, you know, Trevor.
Hi, my name is Trevor.
Yep. And
let's play it. Let's do it like this. Yep. Hey, hey, I see we could play right here. My name's Trevor. I'm with this band. I'm from Canada. But Thousand Foot Crutch. Can we play?
Yeah, and me thinking, no, you're not good enough for this stage.
Well, what did you pay him? I mean, it was like dirt. It was like $200
and a Canadian bacon pizza the next day to send him back.
And I feel terrible. So long story short, we told Trevor from Thousand Foot Crutch, forget you.
Go play on the hayway.
Go play on the hayway.
Thousand Foot Crutch, play
but
on the
guess,
hayway.
Guess where he guess what happened, though? Then at 3:34 in the morning on the hay wagon, the band before Thousand Foot Crutch is?
Reliant K.
Reliant K, ladies and gentlemen. You remember these guys? High school,
so
man.
Funny.
So good.
They're comedians.
And again, they came as the third wheel.
The third wheel.
They're not playing main stage with Bleach and Pax of 17. No. They're playing at 4 in the morning. And then what did they do with TFK in the middle of the night between 3:30 and 4? They were from the... Because I wasn't there.
They said, Jamie, you need to hear what this band is doing. They grabbed a whole bunch of hot dogs. And they're throwing hot dogs off the stage, free hot dogs to people. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what did I do?
And again, this is Reliant K, right? And,
yep.
And TFK.
Reliant K.
And TFK.
Thousand Foot Crutch.
Playing at 3:30 to 4. They were taking their reps before their meteoric rise, both of them.
Sir. Yep.
Isn't that crazy? So we appreciate your humility, Trevor and Matt Thiessen. Thank you so much. Yep. And your guys. Yep. And your bands. We love you. I don't know if you'll even ever hear this, but if you do, we're so grateful that you came to Morris, Minnesota in the middle of winter to play for some teenagers because they loved being there.
And we have had Thousand Foot Crutch many times after that.
Right.
And they appreciated. They still remember.
Oh, yeah.
They do.
But, you know, we were mentioning, you know, kind of led the show with Pigeon John. You know, he's this unbelievable guy that was kind of the reason why I loved him is that, you know, he just doesn't care. He just doesn't care what people think.
Yeah, right.
And what an example to all of us about kind of how we need to be. So this is the song that we heard before he came to us. What artist calls their album Clueless?
Yeah, Clueless.
Clueless. And he's in a flannel.
Yeah.
Right?
So, all right. So let's set the stage here. So I'll keep this going in the background. What happened was we had See at the Party 2000. This is March of 2000. Mm-hmm. Then there was this shift where the church kind of didn't see eye to eye with what was happening. In fact, it was a really successful event. And so we had to shift, and Jamie made a move and moved up to Alexandria. This is way pre-2005. This is 2001.
Yeah. Yeah, so we haven't gotten there yet.
Pre-9/11. And so what's happening is we go up there. We couldn't do like a See at the Party. I don't know what we were thinking. We were going to try to do it at Morris or something. We were like, let's do something.
Yep.
Because it's the same time of year. So it was March of 01. I think it was March 30th, 31. Mm-hmm. And so I think it was back-to-back. He did a show up there in Alec, and then he came down to Morris.
Yep.
And so he was a part of this group, LA Symphony. I think originally we were going to try to have LA Symphony, if not correct, right? And they're amazing guys. And so after the show in Alexandria, and he was with a guy, DJ Miter, I think is what we called him. Mm-hmm. And they were driving down, and we had to bring him to Morris. And the big thing was, and again, I was doing promotions at that time. Let's make some sort of, me trying to be like Matrix. Let's put a cool sign on this church board. It's like an old movie theater. This church. Ever heard of Pigeon John? ? Show Wednesday night or something like this. Or,
yep.
And it maybe was a Friday. And so, but this church is really big into. They have a pregnancy center, crisis pregnancy center. So they have this sign. Pregnant, here's the number or whatever. So I'm driving up to the place to bring him to the show. And John looks to the side and he goes, pregnant? Ever heard of Pigeon John? He's like, what are you trying to say to me? Say about me? And I just died. So anyways, this is John, you know, he's not clueless. He is
he is
a brilliant artist. And a brilliant man, and he's still making great music, and that's why I just was blown away when I heard "Got a Good Feeling." Mm. It was so fun because he comes from underground hip hop, but he has melody and he understands how to move people.
Yes.
And what we loved about him, and I'll get to this in the third segment, is from Clueless, he ends this album with a song called B on a little guitar. So, you know, you think, well, what is this guy? He's just absolutely crazy. So anyways, that Morris, we'll come back to the Morris Show in the third segment. We love Pigeon John. We love See at the Party. In this next segment, we're going to come back and we're going to talk. And I'm just going to pepper Jamie with all some of the bands from the 2005 See at the Party and just that era. And so
love it. Love it.
Love it. So anyways, we're coming out. We're coming back. Just stick with us. It's going to be great. Lots of Hacked Off fun talking about the year 2005.
Whether I'm cooling in Hawthorne or in the South Bay, Huntington Beach or Costa Maine.